This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. President Donald Trump is reportedly moving Space Command from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama. The Associated Press reports the announcement will come today. It's a decision Trump originally made in the final days of his first term, but it was undone by President Biden. Colorado's elected leaders have argued for years that making Colorado Springs the command's permanent home would be the best fiscal and strategic decision for the military. Denver is lagging other cities when it comes to getting workers back to the office. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Denver's office attendance is 40% lower than it was in 2019, before the pandemic ushered in the era of remote work. That ranks Denver dead last in a study of 11 cities published by data company Placer AI. New York, where office attendance is actually up slightly, is at the top of the list. Getting people to come back downtown for work and play is a critical objective for Denver Mayor Mike Johnston's agenda. City boosters have struggled to get visitors to venture downtown amid lingering concerns about crime and disruption from major construction projects. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The school district north of Denver will place a $40 million tax increase for schools on the November ballot. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Adams 12 five-star leaders say the district ranks 14 out of 15 nearby school districts in the amount of local tax dollars it raises per resident, and that puts students at a competitive disadvantage. Superintendent Chris Godowski says the district has been forced to cut millions of dollars in more than 150 positions. If passed, the mill levy override would pay for more staff, academic programs, and student safety and mental health. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.